how I feel, I'm very proud and I'm honored. And I'm actually grateful and thankful to everybody who's played a part in my life, because I think without my community, first of all, they say, like, ukhuliswa ilali, and I've been helped by so many people and so many different people from different walks of life. But the most, I think, the foundation of who I am is definitely from Zwide, the people of Zwide. Not just Zwide, actually, Elokshin in general, because iyafana, New Bright, iyafana, KwaZakhele, or whatever, you know, and we all grew up the same. And I think if the people there didn't parent me like they were my parents, when I made mistakes, when I were doing stupid stuff, you know, they take you, they give you a quick smack, and they take you to your house and you get another smack for whatever you do. And I think for the teachers who believed in me at school, Mr. Eric Song Wikumawawa, he played a huge role in my rugby career. He used to drive me. I didn't have a car, couldn't afford transport. Mr. Eric would drive me to the trials and everything, and then took me to Grey. And then Mr. Andrew Haidakis after that took over when I got to Grey. And obviously Vincent May, you paid for my whole schooling, who's actually here. He came from America for this game. And there's so many other people that I've met, I probably haven't mentioned, but my grandmother too is not with us anymore, who I would have loved to be here and experience this with me. And but also in the rugby environment, Coach Rassi has been immense. He gave me my first contract on Freaky, helped me get through that as well. So, and this team has just, and Coach Haneka also, I want to mention, who gave me my first opportunity, my first game. Coach Alistair also backed me, gave me my first start. And and Jock, of course, who I played under, everybody who's played around, all my club coaches as well. Everybody has played a huge role to the person that I am, and I've taken lessons from everybody. And there's a lot of coaches who could have chased me away, including Coach Rassi, but stuck with me and just advised me and kept on backing me. And finally, I did learn my lessons, and I just put my head down and started working. And I'm grateful, and to all my teammates from childhood to where I am today, I am super, super, super grateful. And I carry all these people with me when I go and play, with all the South Africans who expect so much for this team because they've seen what we are capable of. And I take that with me with this team, but I'm not doing it alone. I'm doing with 22 or 40 or 50 other people in the squad, including the coaching staff as well. So yeah, it's a huge honor just to wear the green and gold jersey. That's what I've always said for me. Yeah, captaincy or anything like that, it's just to put on the green and gold jersey. It's less than 1,000 Springboks, if you think about it. So it's a huge honor. Not many people get to do this, but to wear it 100 times is also like super special.